Today's daf is Shabbos daf Lamed Hey, and we are 18 lines from the top of daf Lamed Hey Amid Aleph, the two dots, Reb Nechemya Omer. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avram ben Gittel, Yechiel Yosef ben Sara, Gavriel Tzvi ben Yutka, Henoch Yisrael ben Esther Necho, Yitzchak Elio ben Chaya Sara, Avram Yekusil ben Gittel, Avram Kadesh ben Malka Bela, Rafol Zalman Hillel ben Chava Yenta, Shlomo Zev ben Chaya, Moshe Aaron ben Toiba Esther, Ben Tzion ben Hadassa Chasya, Leia Bas Chana. Today's daf is also being learned. Le'ilu Nishmas Malya Bas Rab Yosef, Shmuel Yaakov ben Chaim Yehuda, and Shmuel ben Yubadol Chaim Toivim, Shimon Zev. So the Gemara is in the middle of discussing the concept of Bein Hashmashes. So Bein Hashmashes literally means between the suns. It's often translated loosely as twilight, but from a halachic standpoint, Bein Hashmashes is the time that's between day and night. So when the Zman changes from Yoim to Laila, it goes through this very small transitional period, which is known as Bein Hashmashes. And the Gemara on the top of Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis brought a braisa where Chazal were unsure how to determine the Zman of Bein Hashmashes. So there's this short block of time that's situated right between day and night, and they weren't exactly sure what the halachic status of that time is. And they had three tzadim. One tzad was, it's min hayoyim u min halayla. It could be that it's during that time that the day switches from day to night. As a result, any given moment in Bein Hashmashes might be day, might be night, might be day and night, because it's sometime during that period where the switch happens. So if you took a 30-second block of time of Bein Hashmashes, it could be the first 15 seconds were day, and the next 15 seconds were night. Chazal also had it said that maybe the entire period of Bein Hashmashes is Yoy. It's Kula Yoy, so any mitzvah that has to be done during the day, it could be you could do it during Bein Hashmashes. Chazal also had it said that maybe the period of Bein Hashmashes is 100% Laila, and it's for that reason the Braisa said you always have to go L'chumra. So for example, Bein Hashmashes Friday night, you can't do Malacha, because it might be Friday night, it might be Shabbos already. Bein Hashmashes Matzah Shabbos, you also can't do Malacha, because it might be day. As it relates to different dinim of Azov, that's where it's Negei, that it might be day and night. Either way, that was very much Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Another thing the Braisa brought was that there were three shitos in the Tanaim, practically, scientifically, exactly when Bein Hashmashes is. Meaning there's a suffix as to the halachic status of Bein Hashmashes. There's also a suffix as to, if you're going to look on the luach, on your calendar, when Bein Hashmashes is going to be. The first shita that the Braisa brought, which was the topic of Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis and the top part of Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, was the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. There was a machloikis Rabban Rabbi Yosef, exactly what the shita of Rabbi Yehuda is. The Gemara came out that according to Rabbah, it begins by Shkias Achama and it continues 3/4 of a mil, the amount of time that it would take to walk 3/4 of a mil. A mil is usually considered by Chazal to be a distance that it takes 18 minutes to walk. So if Bein Hashmashes is 3/4 of a mil, it's the amount of time that it would take to walk 3/4, 75% of 18 minutes. Rabbi Yosef had a slightly shorter share. Rabbi Yosef said it's not 3/4 of a mil, but it's the amount of time that it takes to walk 2/3 of a mil. The Gemara said, what's the difference between the two shitas? Palga de danka. A danka is a sixth, a half of a sixth is a twelfth. In other words, the difference would be the amount of time that it takes to walk 1/12 of a mil. Regardless, that was the first sheet in the Braisa, but there were two other sheetas, the sheet of Reb Nechemya and the sheet of Reb Yosi, and that will be the topic of the first part of today's daf. Reb Nechemya said, so it's not the amount of time that it takes to walk 3/4 of a mil, not the amount of time that it takes to walk 2/3 of a mil. It's a little bit less than that. It's the amount of time that it takes to walk a chatzi mil. So it's from Shkias Achama up until the amount of time it would take to walk chatzi mil. Again, if a mil is 18 minutes, in time, then a chatzi mil would be 9 minutes. I'm Reb Chanin, is it a ritzle, the shiur of Rav Nechemya? If somebody wants to know the shiur of Rav Nechemya, yani acham of Rosh HaKarmel, if he's on the top of Rosh HaKarmel and he sees the sun, yerid v'yitbal, he will have enough time to go down the mountain, be toivul bayam, viyala, and make it back up. That's shiur Rosh Rav Nechemya. Says the Gemara, Rav Chia, right to the Rosh Be'erus al Miriam. If somebody wants to see Be'erus al Miriam, yala the Rosh HaKarmel, he can go to the Rosh HaKarmel, v'yitzapa, he should look out, gaze into the distance, v'yirakimin kvar bayam, he's going to see a boulder in the yam, v'zuhi Be'erus al Miriam. That boulder is Be'erus al Miriam. Amar Rav, right, said, mayan ha-metaltol Tahar. A mayan, a well that's metaltal, that moves, is tahar. Rashi says tahar meaning it has no ability to be mekabel toma. Tahar also, a person could be toivel in that mayan. V'zehu be'erish al Miriam. Be'erish al Miriam is an example of a mayan ha-metaltal. It can be seen ad hayoy mazeh, says the Gemara. How would you see it? You should climb the top of Hara Carmel, look into the distance, you'll see a Kvara Bayam, you'll see this boulder, Zehu Be'erus al Miriam. Why are we talking about Be'erus al Miriam? Because Rav Chia said that if you want to see Be'erus al Miriam, you should go to the Rosh of Hara Carmel. We just mentioned that if somebody wants to understand a little better, feel the sheer Bein HaShmashas of Rav Nechemya, you could do that also by being on the top of Hara Carmel. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer HaShmul. Bein HaShmashas, the Rav Yehuda, Kayhanim Toivlim Boy. During the Bein HaShmashas of Rav Yehuda, Kayhanim that are Tameh are Lad of Toivl. So we're discussing Kayhanim that were Toivl, that were Tameh. A very simple toma, a toma where they're only tamei for one day. So what does the kohen have to do if he's tamei? He has to be toivo. The tefillah has to be during the day. Then he has to wait for the sunset. Brachas dapes, mishasha kihanim nechnas alecha b'trumasam. And once it's nighttime, then he's tar already. Then he's allowed to eat truma. So Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, that bein hashmashes to Rabbi Yehuda, the zman that's bein hashmashes to Rabbi Yehuda. What's that zman again? Machloikis, rabbim, Rabbi Yosef, and daf lamed alam adbeis. So during that zman of bein hashmashes, the kehanim are allowed to go, and they're allowed to be toivel. So the Gemara says, laman, how could the kehanim be toivel during bein hashmashes? Ilem with Rabbi Yehuda, do we mean that Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that the kehanim could be toivel during Bein HaShmashas to Rabbi Yehuda? Sveiko. We said Bein HaShmashas is Safik if it's Yoim, Safik if it's Lila, Safik if it's maybe Yoim and Lila. But the point is it's Tzad, it's not day. On the Tzad that it's not day, the Kehanim can't be Toivel. Kehanim have to be Toivel during the day. Tefillah has to be done during the day. Then they wait for the day to pass. Uva HaShemesh V'Tahir. And then afterwards they're allowed to eat Kachem. But how could the Kehanim be Toivel during Bein HaShmashas to Rabbi Yehuda, Alima to Rabbi Yehuda? If Rabbi Yehuda holds that this time is Bein HaShmashas, so it might be night. If it's night, the Kehanim shouldn't be able to be Toivel. So the Gemara says, Elo, you have to say, Bein HaShmashas, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yose. We mean that according to Rabbi Yose, who had a different Zman of Bein HaShmashas than Rabbi Yehuda had. So Rabbi Yose will tell you that during Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShmashas, the Kehanim could be toivel. Now, what was Rabbi Yose's Bein HaShmashas? He was the third sheet in the Braisa, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Rabbi Yose's sheet, which is quoted throughout Shas, is Bein HaShmashas keheref ayin. It's a very, very short period of time. Zen nichnas v'ze yoytze v'i efshel lamoid olav. It's such a short period of time that e efshel lamoid olav. So what the Gemara is saying is that Rabbi Yose, who holds Bein HaShmashas such a short period of time, Rabbi Yehuda gave you this large block of time. So during Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShmashas, Rabbi Yosi will tell you it's Vadayoyim. So if it's Vadayoyim, the Kehanim could be Toivel. But the Gemara says, Pshita, if that's the case, then of course, what's the Chiddush? Rabbi Yosi holds it's Yoyim. So if it's Yoyim, what would be the Havamina that Rabbi Yosi would be Chayish for Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShmashas? In Rabbi Yehuda's world, it's Bein HaShmashas, it's a Safik Laila. So I understand why you can't be Toivel. But in Rabbi Yosi's world, why should this be an issue? So the Gemara says, Ma'adotem, I would have thought, Bein HaShmashas to Rabbi Yosi, Meshach Shaykh to Rabbi Yehuda. No, the Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel was actually saying something very profound. Because you would think that Rabbi Yosi's Bein HaShmashas overlaps with Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShmashas. So Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShmashas is Machloikis Rabba and Rabbi Yosef. 3/4 mil, 2/3 mil, but you would think that Rabbi Yosi's Heref Ayin Bein HaShmashas overlaps. It's sometime during Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShmashas. Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShmashas is much longer, but sometime during Rabbi Yehuda's longer Bein HaShmashas is Rabbi Yosi's Bein HaShmashas. If that's the case, there will be a time during Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShmashas that even Rabbi Yosi would agree a Kohen can't be Toivel. Because there's one point of time, it's a short period of time, it's Garifayin, Ef Shalamidolov, Zen Nichnas Vizayoita, but there is one point during Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmashes that Rabbi Yossi holds it's also Bein Hashmashes. So, albeit during that short period of time, according to Rabbi Yossi, it would not be okay for the Kehanim to be Teufel. Said Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel Achidash, Kamash Malon, the Shalom Bein Hashmashes to Rabbi Yehuda, the Hadar Maskel Bein Hashmashes to Rabbi Yossi. That the way Rabbi Yossi's Bein Hashmashes works is it doesn't overlap at all with Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmashes, but rather it starts after Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmashes begins. And that was the point of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that Bein Hashmashes to Rabbi Yehuda, Kehanim Teufel, by the entire Bein Hashmashes to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yossi, the Kehanim can be Teufel, because there's no point of time during Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmashes where it's also Bein Hashmashes to Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi's Bein Hashmashes doesn't overlap with Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmashes. But rather, Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmashes concludes, and it's only after that that Rabbi Yossi's Bein Hashmashes begins. Zok de Gemara. Omer Rabba Bar Barchana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. So again, what's the takeaway of this last Gemara? That Rabbi Yossi's Bein Hashmashes is much shorter than Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmashes. But not only is it shorter, it didn't overlap. So after Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmashes concluded, that's when Rabbi Yossi's Bein Hashmashes begins. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Bar Barchana said over in the name of his great Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda l'inyan Shabbos, v'halacha k'Rabbi Yossi l'inyan Truma. That as it relates to Hilchas Bein Hashmashes, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Shabbos, and we paskin like Rabbi Yossi when it comes to Truma. So the Gemara says like this, Bishleim halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda l'inyan Shabbos l'chumra. I understand why Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rabbi Yehuda l'inyan Shabbos, because he was machmer. I mean, we had three shitas in the Braisa as it relates to Bein Hashmashes. One shita was that Bein Hashmashes is Mishatishka Chama, 3/4 mil, 2/3 mil, Rabbi and Rabbi Yose. It was a very long share. The next shita was a little shorter, Rabbi Nechemya, 1/2 mil. The third shita was Rabbi Yose, which is very short. It's Geherifayin, Zen Nichnas Vezei Yotze, V'yev Shalamidol. So if you have three shitas and you don't know what the halach is, so you're going to go to Chumro. So as it relates to Shabbos, is it Shabbos or is it not Shabbos? You're going to have to be machmer. You're going to have to take on the longer shita. So Erev Shabbos Kodesh, for example, you're going to have to assume that it, the point is, you're always going to have to go l'chumra l'inyan Shabbos. That makes sense. Avad l'inyan Truma, mayhi. But when Rabbi Yochanan paskin halacha k'Rabbi Yossi l'inyan Truma, it sounds like he's being mekel that Bein Hashmashes is the shortest period of time. What was he referring to? Ilei mele tefila. Did he mean Truma as it relates to tefila? A koyin that's tummy that wants to eat Truma, he has to be toivel. He has to make sure he's toivel during the day. Comes again Rabbi Yochanan and he says, you want to know the definition of day? Well, Bein Hashmashes is like Rabbi Yossi. So up until Rabbi Yossi's Bein Hashmashes, it's still daytime. Why would he say that? It's fake. It's the same suffix that you have regarding Shabbos, you have regarding Truma. Truma is a halacha of a deiraisa. You should say sveika deiraisa lochumra. So why would he go like Rabbi Yossi? He's being mekel. And if it's a suffix, and it's a suffix deiraisa, you should be machmer. What would be the rationale that Rabbi Yochanan would say you could be mekel regarding Hilchas Bein Hashmashes like Rabbi Yossi? So the Gemara says, elo l'achilas Truma. What he meant was not tfila for truma, but rather achila for truma. The loy achli kohanim truma ad the shalom bein hashmashes to Rabbi Yossi. That the kohanim are not allowed to eat truma after they were toivel during the day before Rabbi Yehuda's bein hashmashes until Rabbi Yossi's bein hashmashes passes. What's the hesber? Because as we just said, Rabbi Yossi's bein hashmashes starts after Rabbi Yehuda's bein hashmashes ends, which means it comes out then Rabbi Yochanan was being machmer by saying that don't eat Truma after Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmashes passes, where according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's for sure Laila, so the Kehanim should be able to eat Truma. Wait a little bit longer. Wait until Rabbi Yossi's Bein Hashmashes passes. When Rabbi Yossi's Bein Hashmashes passes, then even according to Rabbi Yossi, it's Laila, it's then you'll be able. So as it relates to the Tefillah, you have to be machma like Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmashes. As it relates to the Achila, you have to be machma like Rabbi Yossi's Bein Hashmashes. So again, it's the same halach of Truma. The Kehanim have to be toivel for Truma, then they can eat the Truma. The Tefillah has to be during the day. The Achila is first allowed to be at night. So as it relates to what the definition of day is, we're machma like Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmashes, and day ends, you know, 12 or so minutes before it ends according to Rabbi Yossi. As it relates to when it's night, so then being that Rabbi Yossi's Bein Hashmashes starts after Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmashes ends, so it comes out day ends a little bit later according to Rabbi Yossi than it ends according to Rabbi Yehuda. So in terms of deciding when it's night, it's later according to Rabbi Yossi. Truma is a din deiraisa, so you have to wait, the kayanim do, before they're allowed to eat truma, until it's Laila, aliba de Rabbi Yossi. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mashmur. Koicha dechad, if you want a cheat sheet to know exactly when it's day or when it's night. So today you could look at the luach, but once upon a time they didn't have calendars, so they didn't have some of the accessories that we have today available to them. So how are they supposed to know when it's day or night? So 9 minutes, if you're on the top of Har HaKarmel, the Gemara said you can figure out exactly how it's been Ashmoshes through Reb Nechemya, but they needed a practical way of knowing day, night. So the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda was mekabel from his Rebbe Shmuel. He said, "Koicha v'echad, if there's one star out, yoim, it's for sure day. Shnaim, if there's two stars, bein hashmashes. Shloish, if there's three stars, laila. Tani nami yachi, koicha v'echad, yoim, shnaim, bein hashmashes, shloish laila. Amr Rabbi Yosi, loy kol ha-koichavim when we say koichavim, it's not big stars that you could see during the day. It doesn't mean small stars that you could only see at night. Elevating them. So it's one star, two star, three star, but you have to know what type of stars. They're bigger stars and smaller stars in terms of relative to the way they appear to us. So we're dealing with stars that are beinanim. So one beinani is Vada Yoim, two Beinanim is Bein Hashmashes, three Beinanim are Vada Yoim. Om Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Zvida. Hoyse Malacha, Bishnei Bein Hashmashes, Chayiv Chatas. So we said that this Tkufa of Bein Hashmashes, Chazal weren't sure what it was. That was the Braisa that the Gemara brought at the top, the beginning of the Sugya of Lamedal and Medes. What were the three Tzadim? One side is that it's Vaday Yoim. One side is that it's Vaday Laila. Then there was the third side that it could be during Bein HaShmashes when it flips from day to night. Now, just to be clear, the Chachamim Safik was the same for every Bein HaShmashes. Meaning, it's not like they held sometimes Bein HaShmashes is day and sometimes it's night and sometimes it's day and night. This was a Safik that related to every Bein HaShmashes. Whatever Bein HaShmashes is today, it'll be tomorrow, and it'll be the next day. They just didn't know what Bein HaShmashes is. Is Bein HaShmashes always day? Is it always night? Or is it always min hayoyim or min halayla? Now, what would happen if somebody would do malacha Friday night Bein HaShmashes? He does malacha b'shoigeg. So we'd have to bring an Ashram Tali. This is Masechtas Krisis 101. If somebody's Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigig, where he knows for sure he was Mechal Shabbos, albeit B'Shoigig, he brings a Karban Chatas, because it's a Dovish Hizdoi Nikaris, B'Shoigig, he brings a Chatas. If someone has a Sofik, if he was Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigig, he brings an Ashram Tali. That's Talacha. So we'd have to bring an Ashram Tali. Said Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Zvida, Gishmak L'Chedesh. What would be if somebody was Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigig, Bein HaShmashes Friday night, and then he was Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigig again, Bein HaShmashes Moitzoy Shabbos. So for being Mechal Shabbos Friday night, Bein HaShmashes, it's a Sofik if he was Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigig. As a result, he's Chayv Hashem Tali. When he was Mechal Shabbos, Matzoy Shabbos Bein HaShmashes, again, he has a Sofik if he was Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigig. So again, he's Chayv Hashem Tali. But being that this person was Mechal Shabbos both Friday night and Matzoy Shabbos, said Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida, now he's Chayv Achkar B'Chatas. Because Memonashach, between the two Chil Shabbos, is a Friday night and Matzoy Shabbos, we know he was Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigig. For sure. Because if Bein HaShmashes is Yoim, then it was Mechal Shabbos, Matzoy Shabbos. If Bein HaShmashes is Laila, then it was Mechal Shabbos Friday night. But Memanav Shach, between the two, he's Chayiv. So that was his halacha. Ha'isa melacha, b'shnei Bein HaShmashes, Chayiv Shabbos, Memanav Shach. Amalei Rava L'Shamoy, Rava told his Gabi, Atun Blay Kim Duchu B'Shiyura, you who don't really understand Shiyurim, the Rabbanon, so he says, I'll give you even a better cheat sheet. So we have the real Zmanim with the mills. Then we have the cheat sheet, look at the stars. And Rava gave his gabai, he told him there's another way you could look at this. He said, Ad shimshi arej dikli, when you see the sun on top of the trees, atlu shraga, that's when you should light candles Erev Shabbos, because after that already, it's going to start getting confusing for you. B'yayim, so what if it's a cloudy day? I don't see the sun. So he said like this, B'mas, if you're in the city, chazi tarnagoyla, when you see the tarnagoylam, they're still perched on the rooftops, when the roosters are on the rooftops, it's still day. Bedavra urfi. When you see the ravens in the fields, that's when you know it's still day. Inami adani. He told him, you could look at this, a certain asev, a certain plant, that the grass bends in the direction of the sun. So depending on where the plant is bending, that would be your way of knowing where the sun is. That's your way of knowing whether it's day or night. Either way, on the topic of knowing when Shabbos starts, says the Gemara, this is what the Chachamim used to do. Tana Rabbanan on Sheish Tkiyos, Tagin Erev Shabbos. Once upon a time, they used to blow six Tkiyos every Erev Shabbos, every little shtetl, every place where Jews live. So this was a takana of the kohol that they used to do to inform people of when it was Shabbos. So they would know it was Shabbos through tkiyos. tkiyas with shayfris and chatzaitzris. We'll see later. But this was all done through tkiyas. How many tkiyas? Every Erev Shabbos there were 6 tkiyas. Rishoyna, the purpose of the first tkiya was lahaftel esa'am mimelach shabbosavis. People that lived it, that were working in the fields, so it was going to take them a little bit of time until they got home. So they had to have an early tkiya. Like this, they could have enough time to get home. Shnia, the purpose of the second tkiya was lahaftel ir v'chanuyas, the people that were a little bit closer. So they gave them a little bit of time between the first tkiya and the second tkiya. People, it's not going to take them so long to get home. So that tkiya was a little bit later. Shlishis, the purpose of the third tkiya was lahadukas aner, so that the Olam should know it's time to light candles. Divri Rab Nasan, Rab Yehuda Nasi, and Rab Yehuda Nasi said, Shlishis, the purpose of the third was not to light the ner, was lachlitz tefillin. People used to wear tefillin the whole day. So you had to know to take your tefillin off. Rashi adds, then the fourth tkiya, according to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, that was so you should know to light the ner. So after the third tkiya, they would wait a little bit of time. Give you a little bit of time to do something. You have to quickly make a little fish or to put bread, attach bread to the wall of the tanner. So they gave you a drop of time after the third tkiya. Then v'takeya Maria takeya. Then they knocked out a tkiya, true tkiya. The shayvus it was Shabbos. Amr Shimon Gamliel. So Shimon Gamliel said, "Man, nasi lehem lebavliyim. This is the way it's supposed to be." Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, he was the nasi, and he commented, he said, "I'm bubbled. Unfortunately, they don't do it this way. Shetoikinu Miriam, they do a tkiya and a trua, v'shoifsim, and then they have Shabbos. Mitoich Miriam, meaning they do a tkiya, trua, and after the trua, they make Shabbos." So the Gemara says, it sounds a little like in Bavel, they only had 5 tkiyas. They had the first 3. Then instead of doing a tkiya, trua, tkiya, Shabbos, they only did a tkiya, trua. So the Gemara says, taking Miriam, havalu chamisha, it's only 5. Why would the Babylonians go connect to this brisa? It seems like this is the way it's supposed to be done. Why would they not follow the rules? Elisha, taking v'chayzrin v'taikinu Miriam v'shaifsa. What they would do is, they had the first 3 tkiyas, so the Olam should know what they're supposed to do. And then in the end, instead of doing a tarat, a tkiya, trua, tkiya, they would do a tkiya, tkiya, trua. So for some reason, this is the way they did it. But then, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, even though they're wrong, but minig abi seim v'yodeya, this is their minig, so if this is their minig, let them continue to do it that way. Masali, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yitzchak pray. Rabbi Yehuda was once teaching his son, Rabbi Yitzchak, how he's supposed to prepare for Shabbos, and what a kehila is supposed to do. So he told him the purpose of all these tkiyas. And when he came up to the second one, he told him, shniyad lahadaka saner. After you hear the second one, you're supposed to light candles. So the Gemara says, come on. Like Rabbi Nasa, like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda was an Amira, and he's telling his son Rav Yitzchak, not like Rav Nasan, not like Rav Yudan Nasi. According to Rav Nasan, when are you Madlik Diner? After the third one. According to Rav Yudan Nasi, it's after the fourth one, like we spoke out from Rashi. So it comes out not like Rav Nasan, not like Rav Yudan Nasi. So Yemar says, Ela Shlish is Lahadik Asaneh. You're right. What he told him was the third one's Lahadik Asaneh. Command Rav Nasan, meaning he was passing like Rav Nasan, not like Rav Yudan Nasi. Tana de Rabbi Yishmael, Shesh Tkiyas, Taikin Arab Shabbos. They used to boast 6 Tkiyas every Arab Shabbos, like we just mentioned. Hiskalit Kayat Kir Rishina, when they heard the first Tkiyah, Nimnu Ha'im de Mesadim Ela'adar, the people that were working in the fields, they would stop working. Umilachrish, they would stop plowing. Beautiful scene. What happened was, even within the people that worked in the field, some people worked deeper in the field, some people worked a little bit closer. So everybody would stop doing malacha as soon as they heard the first tkiya. Then they would all gather together and they would enter the city together. So this is how they entered the city on Erev Shabbos. But even after the first tkiya, the stores that were close to the city were still allowed to be open. The treisim munachin, and they were allowed to have their stands. After they heard the second tkiya, all the stores closed, but the kitchen was still active. Victorious Monachas like Abi Kiri, you still had a cook because still not Shabbos. His chalut koyt kiyah shlishes. After they heard the third kiyo, silek hamasalik v'hitman amatmin v'hidlik hamatlik v'shoyik deitzilas da'katon agedel hadruk pas betaner. You made your final preparations in the kitchen v'toykeya umeria v'toykeya v'shoyfes. Either way, this Tana of Rabbi Shmuel is essentially the brisa that the Gemara brought in the beginning of this part of the daf. Albeit with a little bit of a hesber. Omer Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina, Shamati, I heard, Shembala Hadak Achashesh Tkiyas Madlik. Let's say someone didn't light candles there Friday night, and the 6th Tkiyas already passed, and you want to go light candles, you could still do it. You don't have to come on to the Maram's Chiddush that the Magen Avram brings in Reish Samach Gimel with Amir Lakum. You could do it by yourself. There's still a little bit of time. Big Chiddush. After the 6th Tkiyas, you still have a little bit of time. Why? Shari Nosnu Chachamim Shir L'chazen HaKnesses L'hoylech Shofar L'beisai. Said Rabbi Yisrael B'Chanina, who's blowing the Shofar? It's a Yid. They appointed someone to do it. This person blew the Shofar from the center of the town or from the shul. Now he has to get home. and he has to bring his shofar home with him. How's he going to get his shofar home? He has to carry it. And Rashi says, even if he's in a Rishus HaYachid, but you have a muktza problem. So how's he going to carry it home? Must be they gave him a little bit of time. So Rabbi Yeshua B'Chanina said, I'm giving you a little inside information that take my word for this. After the third kiyah, I know the Chachamim, there's a little bit of time. How's this Chazan HaKnesses getting a shofar home? So it's for that reason, it's okay. Now, so how much time does it sound like you have after the third kiyah? The amount of time it would take for the Chazan HaKnesses to get a shofar home. So the Gemara said, Amar Loi, they told him the Chachamim, Kenos Atat V'Recha L'Shiurim. So it comes that every kehila, every village, every shtetl is going to have a different amount of time that you're still allowed to be Mechal Shabbos after you heard the last kiyah, Truat kiyah. And that's, can't be that way, because Chum never did that. If the Chum imposed the Takana, they wanted it to be universal. Can't be. If Yechazan HaKnesses lives 5 minutes away, you have 5 minutes. If he lives next door, you have 2 minutes. It can't be. Elo must be Malkum Tsnu Yeshul Chazan HaKnesses Bereish Gagoy. Must be there was a hidden place, a place that was protected, that the Chazan HaKnesses, Shoshom and Yech Shofar, where he was able to keep his Shofar. And so, why now? Why couldn't the Chazan just take his Shofar home? Meaning, so the Gemara says it can't be Rabbi Yosef Chanina said. He must have put the shofar away. Now, the whole Rabbi Yosef Chanina was predicated on the shofar being muktzah, right? You can't carry the shofar. You're not allowed to carry a shofar, you're not allowed to carry a chatzaitzris. So a shofar, we know what that is. Chatzaitzris are trumpets. These are things you're not allowed to carry because they're muktzah. Afraid to Gemara. But Tanya, we learned in a braiso, shofar metaltel. We learned somewhere in a braiso that says you are allowed to carry a shofar. You're not allowed to carry chatzaitzris, meaning it's a stira. We just had a little discussion over here about, is there a little bit more time after the last kiyah, Truat kiyah? What was the reason that maybe there'd be a little bit more time? Because the Chazan HaKnesses blew a shofar. How's he getting his shofar home? Assuming, aha, that the shofar is muktzah. The Gemara says, yeah, it's a braiso. Ein metaltel, lo yasa shofar, lo yasa chatzaitzis. Shofar is muktzah, and chatzaitzis are muktzah. Faith the Gemara. But then we learn in a braiso that a shofar is not muktzah, meaning, parenthetically, derech agav, we have a stira. Is a shofar muktzah, or is it not muktzah? Now, why would a shofar and a chatzaitzis be muktzah? Pasha, because what do you do with a shofar and a chatzaitzritz? You play music. It's a klish malach de l'isser. You're not allowed to play music on Shabbos. So if you're not allowed to play music on Shabbos, it's based on that. But the point is we have a steer over here. Here you have a braisa that says it's not muktzah. Now, why would the shofar not be muktzah? It's a klish malach de l'isser. I understand why maybe it is muktzah. Why would it not be muktzah? So Rashi says, l'fisha kofa freisha. Because a shofar is shaped, there's a little bend. And it's round at one of its ends. You could do something other than Isser with it. You can use it to scoop water and to feed a child. So being that it's not a kli that's exclusively malach de l'isser, so that's why. Now, a chatzaitzris is straight. Being that it's straight, it doesn't have that hook. It doesn't have that base kibble like the shofar has. So the chatzaitzris is for sure muktzah. That's why in both prices you can't be metalta the chatzaitzis. The shofar, that's seemingly what it would depend on. But the bottom line is we have a stira. Do you say that the shofar is muktzah because primarily it's used for music, so it's a klisha malach de l'isser, or maybe not, being that at the end of the day you could do something, you could feed a child with it. So the Gemara says, Amr Rabbi Yosi like kasha, can be yachid, can be tzibur. Depends if the shofar was the shofar of yachid, or the shofar was the shofar of a tzibur. Meaning, really, you can use it for something else. So if you have a personal shofar, it's not muktzah, because you can do whatever you want with it, it's yours. You know where it's muktzah, where it belongs to the tzibur. Where it belongs to the tzibur, it's the tzibur's. You can't just start feeding. If the Chazan HaKnesses decided that he wants to feed his kid with the shofar that belongs to the tzibur, it's not something he would have a right to do. As a result, it's muktzah. So as it relates to the Chazan HaKnesses, which is the sugya we're learning, the shofar was muktzah. That's why we said, that's why he had to hide it in a makom tznuah. Because he wasn't using his personal shofar. That shofar he used belonged to the tzibur. That's restricted. When the braisa said, shofar metaltel, chatzaitzri metaltel, was talking about the shofar of a yachid. But the Gemara said, I'm only a bayah, I don't agree. Because the yachid, my chazi, hyper oil, gami, be mine. What did we just say? Why are you allowed to use the shofar of the yachid? You can use it to feed a child. Tzibur also shouldn't be muktzah. You know why? Because even the tzibur has an obligation and a responsibility to feed the aniyim. So if they have a responsibility to feed the aniyim, so it would make sense then if you have a situation where you have the shofar of the tzibur and there's an ani and a child that needs to be fed, that you'd be allowed to use it. I mean, the assumption is you're not ever allowed to use the shofar of the tzibur to feed a child. It belongs to the tzibur. The tzibur has no responsibility to feed the child, so why would that be something that you're allowed to do? But the Gemara is saying it's not true that the tzibur has no responsibility to feed the child. Sometimes the tzibur does have a responsibility to feed the child, if the child is an ani. So if that's the case, the shofar of the tzibur should also not be mukta vasu. And Ben Abaye said, besides, your teretz of like kasha can be off the kamba tzibur is going to work maybe to answer the first two brises. But I have a third brise. It's not going to help us for. This brise says faker that you could be metaltal the shofar and you could be metaltal the chatzoytzris. Who's that like? Why should you be able to be metaltal the chatzoytzris? There's nothing you could do with the chatzoytzris besides for playing music with it. So your teretz of Yochid and Tzibur is not going to help you for Chatzaytris. So what's going on over here? Bottom line is, in Abaye's world, Abaye said, I really have three prices, and all three prices don't reconcile. I have a brisa that says you can't be metaltal the shofar and the chatzoytzris, they're both mukta. I have a brisa that says the chatzoytzris is mukta, the shofar is not mukta. And I have a brisa that says that the shofar and the chatzoytzris are both not mukta. Elo, Rabbi said, you have to answer it this way. Loi, kasha, nothing to do with Yochid and Tzibur, rather, Harab Yehuda, Harab Shimon, Harab Nechemya. Who's Rab Yehuda, Rab Shimon, and Rab Nechemya? These are the three opinions in the sugya of Muktzah. So, till now, we've had Rabbi Yehuda Shita, who's Islay Muktzah, Rabbi Shimon's Shita, who's Leslay Muktzah, Rabbi Nechemya is the third Shita in the sugya of Muktzah. He is even more machmer in Muktzah than Rabbi Yehuda is. As it relates to our sugya, Rabbi Shimon is Leslay Muktzah. He held that the Chatzoytzris and the Shofar are both not Muktzah. Rabbi Yehuda was Islay Muktzah. He was more Machman than Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Yehuda held that the Chatzoytzris were Muktzah. It was the Shofar that was not Muktzah. Rabbi Nechemya was even more Machmer. He held the Chatzoytzris is Muktzah and the Shofar is also Muktzah. What's the Nekudas HaMachloikis between Rabbi Nechemya and Rabbi Yehuda? Whether the Shofar is Muktzah or it's not Muktzah? So Rashi speaks out, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Keli that's exclusively Melachte L'Isser is Muktzah. But if it's not exclusively Melachte L'Isser, it's not Muktzah. So Chatzoytzris are only used L'Isser, Muktzah. Shofar, yes, sometimes no, because you can use it to feed the child. So a shofar is not exclusively melachta l'iser. So even Rabbi Yehuda, who's islay muktzah, holds that's not muktzah. Rabbi Nechemya is a bigger shita. Rabbi Nechemya holds that you look at what the keli's primary purpose is. If it's primarily used for iser, it has a din of a klisha melachta l'iser. I don't care if it's not exclusively used for iser. If it's primarily used for iser, that would be enough. Even the shofar was primarily used for muktzah. That's why even the shofar would be muktzah. Either way, the chilik between shofar and chatzoytzris or shofar and shofar has nothing to do then with yochid and tzibur. Really, what it boils down to is these three shitas: Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Nechemya. Just one last line, and that is: so what came out is the Braisa that said that in metaltum loyas a shofar veloyas a chatzoytzris, according to Abaye, is going to Rabbi Nechemya, who holds that even a shofar is considered mukta, even though you can use it for something mutter, but it's primarily used for iser. We look at it as a kli melachta l'iser. If my shofar nami, so the Gemara just adds one line. If that's the case, you have to say that what Rabbi Nechemya referred to as shofar and what he referred to as chatzoytzris is the opposite of what we know a shofar as being and a chatzoytzris as being. My shofar nami chatzoytzris. When he said shofar, he meant chatzoytzris. Kidder Rav Chizda, like Rav Chizda said, and we'll see that already in the next stop. But for now, what the Gemara is saying is that if Rabbi Nechemya understood shofar like we understand, shofar of Rosh Hashanah fame, and chatzoytzris is a trumpet, the way we always translate the word chatzoytzris, then the Gemara is a kasha, because once he said ein metaltel in shofar, I know a metaltal chatzoytzris. Because as we said, it's a much bigger chiddush that you can't be metaltal shofar than a chatzoytzris. Shofar you can use for a davar hetter and a davar iser. So once he said you can't use a shofar, of course you can't use a chatzoytzris. So why then would Rabbi Nechemya have to tell me no shofar and then no chatzoytzris? Once he says no shofar, I know already no chatzoytzris. Must be Rabbi Nechemya, when he used the word shofar, he meant what we use when we say chatzoytzris. Auri chatzoytzris, he meant shofar. So him saying lo yisa shofar, lo yisa chatzoytzris would be like us saying lo yisa chatzoytzris, lo yisa shofar. Once he said chatzoytzris, still has to tell me shofar, because shofar is a bigger chiddush. Why would you confuse shofar and chatzoytzris? Shofar is a shofar, chatzoytzris is chatzoytzris. Why would Rabbi Nechemya have had it in the reverse? That's what the Gemara says to Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda famously said that once upon a time, what we know as a shofar was called a chatzoytzris, and what we know as a chatzoytzris was called a shofar. Rabbi Nechemya was stating his braisa in the world of once upon a time, as we'll see in the next staff, what Rav Chizda said.